Hey neighbors, it's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your nosy neighbor news for Thursday, August 16th, being brought to you by Vignettas. WTF. Yes, log on to our website, power98fm.com, for the latest installment of her hilarious segment called WTF They Say. This one is featuring YG. Like I said, log on. Power98fm.com is brought to you by Foxy Firm, located on the first floor of North Lake Mall. All hair is 100% human virgin hair. Great quality, great prices, back to school bundle deals. All right, Travis Scott's new album Astroworld is killing the charge. So as a thank you to fans, the rapper is giving away $100,000 via Twitter. All you have to do is tweet the lyrics from its new album along with your Cash App tag for a chance to win the money. One guy by the name of Peter Valdres took a chance at the contest and within minutes received $800 from Travis, along with a personal note saying that he hopes that this will help with his mother's funeral. And on top of that, a bunch of other people heard about this story and they started donating money to this man to help him bury his mother. So, cool little story. Way to go. Hand claps for Travis Scott. Looks like things are over with 112. Word is Q and Duran split up from the group after a disagreement that they couldn't seem to resolve. No word on exactly what that beef was, but Slim did reveal that he is being sued. Now, in an effort to keep the band alive, Mike and Slim say that they're going to keep touring. As far as Q, well, he recently revealed that he is working on a lifelong dream. He actually enrolled as a student at Clark Atlanta University. So congratulations to him. Police in Brooklyn are looking for someone that opened fire during the filming of a music video yesterday. 50 Cent and Tekashi 6ix9ine were on the set along with Casanova and Uncle Murder when someone in a white Porsche fired at least 11 shots. No one was hit and police are currently reviewing security cameras. No one is in custody at this time. It must be go off week. First, it was Nicki Minaj, now Teyana Taylor. She took to Twitter to announce that she is leaving Jeremiah's Later That Night tour. She says, I've been extremely mistreated on this tour. So on that note, I will no longer continue to stay on the Later That Night tour because if I do, I'm going to end up knocking this, you know, out. All right. She goes on to call the singer. She says that he is lazy, sneaky, jealous, conniving, selfish, and lame. Now, it looks like Jeremiah had a response of his own. He hopped on Instagram and posted the video of Lil Duval's song, Smile B, with the caption, KTSE, which is the name of Teyana Taylor's album, which means keep the same energy. And Teyana Taylor's husband has jumped in this, basically saying, if you're going to be sending threats, send them my way, not towards my wife. Happy birthday to Young Thug and Angela Bassett. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
The neighborhood. Power 98.